Well, NahumSiegel.com/chesed. NahumSiegel.com/chesed is the page where you'll find a whole bunch of wonderful causes that we've been talking about on the air for our Nissan Chesed campaign. And today we're going to add Bris Avram, because what Rabbi Kanelsky and his staff and volunteers do in advance of and during Yontif for so many should be supported. And I will say this, as I've been saying for years, those of you who would like to sponsor one of the Starim, one of the Pesach Seders that Rabbi Kanelsky and his staff put together in multiple locations, brisavrum.org, brisavrum.org, or 908-289-0770, 908-289-0770. Founder of Bris Avram is Rabbi Mordechai Kanelsky. Rabbi Kanelsky, a pleasure to welcome you back to JM in the AM.
Good morning, Rabbi Nachum.
When was the first community Seder? What year did you actually invite people from the community to just come and enjoy what they likely at that point were not doing during Pesach, and that was having a Seder?
The first time we made a Seder was in 1979.
Wow. How many people you think you had?
1979, I had two places a Seder. I had one Seder in Robert Towers Hotel in East Thomas, New Jersey.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're familiar with that place.
Which hotel in East Orange?
Robert Towers.
Where was that? What street was that on?
60 Main Street.
On Main Street? Wow.
That was a hotel that the Jewish Federation of Essex County at that time was, took the people that just came from Russia, and they used to be in that motel for about 2 to 3 weeks, sometimes a month, until they got an apartment.
Unbelievable.
The manager of the motel was a Polish girl, Polish woman. And we spoke in Russian, and I explained to her what I want to do, and she graciously gave me an apartment free of charge.
And you stayed there for Yontif?
Yes. I brought two more guys from Crown Heights, and we took the living room and a half of the bedroom, and we made a place for Pesach Seder. We took tables and chairs from Rabbi Bogomilsky from Ivy Hill.
Yeah. those are our chairs you took.
yeah. We took it with a car and we carried it there. And then we went to Borough Park and we bought the food by Mazon. That was Mazon on 16th Avenue.
Right.
And we brought it there and we had a Pesach Seder. And at that time, my Russian was horrible. Like one of the Russian Jews says to me, I was by him a few weeks ago. He says, yeah, it's already almost 45 years that I'm in America. But I remember your first Pesach Seder. It was 70% in Yiddish, 20% in Russian, and 10% with your hands.
Because in Russia, you spoke Yiddish.
In Russia, I spoke only Yiddish. I learned Russian on the job.
Wow.
I understood Russian.
But you had to speak.
But my house. Right. My parents did not let me.
So how many people were on Main Street for the Seder in East Orange in 1979?
I think it was 45 or 50, about that.
Wow.
And then we used to make this, and then the second Seder was in Coronet Hall, if you remember that, across of the Irvington bus station.
And where did you say Carteret?
Coronet Hall.
Coronet Hall. The Irvington bus. I remember the Irvington bus station had the buses to New York there.
Exactly. Then across from that was a big catering hall, non-kosher. The owner was a Jew, used to live in Maplewood. And I went to him, and he says to me, I'm going to rent you, give you the place. He charged me for rental fees, $500. We had a place there for 250 Jews that came to celebrate Pesach. He gave me the ability to make everything kosher before. And I came there 3 days in advance, and we made everything kosher, and we prepared the tables with the silver foil, the way we used to make in our home.
Wait a second. There were 250 people there?
Yeah.
Wow.
And these people used to be in Irvington Motor Lodge, if you remember that.
Yeah, same story. They'd be there for a couple of weeks?
Correct. In Irvington Motor Lodge, people used to stand there at about 100 Union Avenue in Irvington.
Boy,
and we had a Seder there.
Boy, you specialized in going to the worst neighborhoods of New Jersey. Main Street in East Orange, and then the, across the street from the bus station in Irvington. I'll tell you, those were rough areas then and now.
Look, but this was people, and then there was a lot of families that already settled in Irvington. I mean, please don't go there today. 654 Lyons Avenue, 636 Lyons Avenue, 616 Lyons Avenue.
I remember
across
that.
Of the park.
That was just on the border of Irvington and Newark.
Exactly. And then that three buildings used to live families, and I used to go visit them, and they all came to the place of Seder. I remember even one day I went up to one family there to speak to them about a brief, and that was the day that President Reagan was shot.
Wow.
That was the first time I saw television.
1981.
Yes.
And I mean, and thank God you had no incidents. Like every time you went there, Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was protecting you.
I tell you more than the Baruch Hashem. I tell you more than that. I had no car then. I used to take the 107 bus.
The 107 from Port Authority. That's the one that went to Irvington. Do you know what city? By the way, fun fact: since we're talking about this, you know what city I was born in?
What?
You know what city I was born in?
In Irvington, or Newark.
I was born in Irvington General Hospital.
Well, you see, then we made a Pesach Seder in Congregation Israel, 706 Nye Avenue.
Yeah, that was Rabbi. I can't remember now. Do you remember who the rabbi was? I don't remember.
No, I remember.
Nye Avenue was officially in Union, no?
No, Irvington.
It was in Irvington.
Yeah, do you know who helped me to make the Seder there?
Tell me.
Mr. Harris Beer, of blessed memory.
I remember him. I think he used to...
His children are involved.
I think he used to daven with us in Ivy Hill.
No. Harris Beer was the president of that congregation. It was not an Orthodox place. But Harris Beer was there, and he helped me to make the Pesach Seder. The Shamash there did not like it. I brought Russian Jews to make a Pesach Seder. And Harris Beer says, we are going to have a Pesach Seder. And we had a Pesach Seder. And then from there, we walked to 100. I mean, that was already after I got married. And I had our son Yossi was there. And that night, Pesach Seder was a snowstorm.
1982, the famous snowstorm of 1982. We mentioned it yesterday, yeah.
Then we went from the Pesach Seder, we had to carry Yossi to the Irvington Motel Lodge.
Right.
And the boys that were my students and my wife's students in Rogerson Yeshiva High School, they, after the Pesach Seder, they carried the carriage to the motel.
No, because the storm was Erev B'dikas Chametz. The problem was that the Leil HaSeder, there were 12 inches of snow on the ground.
It was ridiculous.
Wow. Rabbi Kanelsky's with us, doing a little bit of reminiscing. But I'll tell you, you always teach us a lesson, Rabbi Kanelsky. The bottom line is, if you have something that you think you should do to help other Jews, or you have something you should do that you think will bring glory to God and to the Jewish people, just go and do it. Go and do it, no matter what neighborhood it is, no matter what the circumstances are, whether the money has been raised or not. Go do it. Go do it, and you'll see you'll be able to complete the mission. And look at this. All these years later, Bris Avram is still hosting Pesach Starim for people in need. Not people who are fresh off the boat, but people who are here in this area. Tell us how many locations you'll be doing this year.
I remember Mr. Mazon used to tell me, please make sure to pay me from last year before I'm starting this year.
That's a good pitch. Anyway. By the way, that's a good pitch for fundraising. I need to pay last year's bills before I can make this year's Seder. I like that. That might work with some philanthropists out there.
But he was very nice. I want to tell you,
Waited a year to get paid, he must have been nice. Tell me about this year. How many locations?
This year, becoming the locations less and less because the people want to have their own Seder.
Wow.
At home, yes. And what's being done now more than ever is we are sending out shmurah matzah, three matzahs in a box. This year, Bris Avraham will send out 5,000 boxes of shmurah matzah. to every single Jew that had ever a connection with Bris Avraham. Whether you had a Bris or a Chuppah, if you are on our list, you will get 3 matzahs with a Pesach guide in your box. And that goes out, God willing, next Monday. This Monday in 4 days. And with a Mishtar Mechiras Chometz, with an explanation why it's so important to eat Shmura Matzah. And that Shmura Matzah came from Israel by boat. I ordered that before Hanukkah, and it came in last week, and our office staff is packing the matzahs with the brochure, with the guide, to make sure that every single Jew will have Shmura Matzah.
Yeah, in this case, just to clarify, in this case, you mean handmade Shmura Matzah. That's what you mean. Everyone's getting handmade Shmura Matzah. We don't want to minimize those who sell machine Shmura Matzah, but in this case, it's a handmade round matzah. Remember I was in your office last year at this time, and I saw how many boxes were there? So after Monday, you'll have a lot more space in your office, right?
Yes, but today you cannot go into the office. We took away even the room from the Shabbos program for the matzahs.
Unbelievable. Wall-to-wall matzahs, if you want to stop by Bris Avraham today. Wall-to-wall matzahs. All right, so look, how does this get paid for, Rabbi Kanelsky? How do you send 5,000 packages of matzah and what people need for B'dikas Chametz in the Seder? How do you send that to people and not have this funded? I would assume that there are very generous people out there who want to see this Pesach initiative be a great success.
There is no more generous people than the listeners of JM and the AM.
Nice.
This is the most generous people in the world who listen to your program, because you are giving to every single Jew the rejuvenation in the morning with the Modani, and you give it to everybody the moment to think for a second, how gracious that I have to be to God that I woke up in the morning and I have a bread and whatever I need by my table, and I will definitely have matzah.
Yep.
Then when I will say, Kol dechsim yeise v'yechol, at the night of Pesach, I know that I participated in Kol dechsim yeise v'yechol to send a check to Bris Avraham, and they sent out 5,000 boxes of matzah to every single Jew that had affiliation with Bris Avraham.
And I want everyone to remember, you could do this really easily these days, brisavram.org. Remember, Avram in brisavram.org is all O's, A-V-R-O-H-O-M, brisavram.org. You could also call Rabbi Kanelsky and make arrangements to sponsor a Seder or a nice number of packages that are going out to people at 908-289-0770. Also, I know there are people in this audience who still insist, which I don't criticize at all, who still insist on writing checks as opposed to any of the other methods. So Bris Avraham can be accessed by writing to 910 Salem Avenue. Am I right? It's 910 Salem Avenue?
Yeah. Yeah.
910 Salem Avenue in Hillside, New Jersey. What's the zip code there, Rabbi Kanelsky?
07205.
And all donations are welcome, and the work that Rabbi Kanelsky, his staff and family and volunteers do all year round is amazing. But this time of year, Pesach, boy, they are there for people like at no other time. Just incredible. And you can participate in all of this, and we encourage you to do so. We are making this part of our Chesed campaign, part of our Moz Chitim campaign. If you want to help enhance someone's Pesach, and if you want to help Rabbi Kanelsky actually purchase these products that are going to all these families and all the people that have been associated with Bris Avraham, thousands over the years, you can just go to NahumSiegel.com/Chesed. The link will be up there later on that page, and you can do so as part of our Nissan Chesed program, which is in memory of our dear friend Yanki Meyer, the founder of Misaskim. So, Rabbi Kanelsky, I thought of you yesterday because we were talking about, we had one of the great cookbook authors on the air. We were talking about some of the things that people do and don't eat on Pesach. And even though, as you've explained to me in the past, and even this year, you've explained to me even more that your menu for Pesach is very limited. Let's put it that way, right? It's pretty limited. You'll only eat certain type of shmura matzah, right? I think that's accurate to put it that way. Certainly.
We went together with you this year to bake matzahs.
Correct.
At the Borafak Matzah Bakery.
Correct.
And I'm sure you had a wonderful time with your son.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And I was with my son.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to tell you, I want to say shakoyach to the Matzah Bakery who gives the matzahs a very special price to Bris Avrohom to be able to distribute it. And we have also matzah from Eretz Yisrael that came in, as I mentioned before. But this year also, as you mentioned about Pesach Seder, Bris Avrohom is going to co-sponsor the Seder in Zhytomyr in Ukraine.
Wow.
The Seder in Zaporozhye.
How many people?
And the Seder in Zaporozhye last year was 200 people.
In the Ukraine?
In the Ukraine, Zaporozhye. When he showed me, sent me the pictures of 15 minutes that was done before Yom Tov of the Pesach Seder and tables that was done in Zaporozhye, in the basement of the shul, I want to tell you, I was crying. You will see the pictures and you will see the tables covered with the haggadahs and the matzahs and everything. You will think that they are sitting in the Waldorf of Astoria in Jerusalem.
Wow.
He prepared it so nice. The same thing in Zhytomyr. The same thing in Chernivtsi. These three towns, Bris Avrohom is co-sponsoring the Seder together with the rabbis there.
So people can help you sponsor a Seder in Ukraine for Jews in the Ukraine.
Exactly. And the third thing is what this is doing is yesterday I had a conversation with Rabbi Pizan from Shderot.
Right.
And he asked me, he said that he's delivering matzahs to 10 Yishuvim that are being called out of Aza. Ugh. And Bris Avrohom undertook to sponsor for 3 Yishuvim that are in out of Aza to give out to families Shmura Matzah. And we will just send the check. They're going to buy the matzahs in Israel and I have to send the matzahs from Borough Park.
Right.
And the same thing is also in Hebron.
Right.
And the same thing is also in Gan Yavne. This is Ember Sheva. This is everything has to do with the Aza war that Bris Avrohom will co-sponsor and give the money to give out over 2,000 soldiers Shmura Matzah for Pesach.
Gan Yavne, where they just had that terrible terror attack this week. All right, so everybody out there, the potential of what you could sponsor is basically unlimited. If you contact Rabbi Kanelsky, he'll let you know. There's a whole list, as you just heard, of Starim, Ukraine, matzah distribution near Aza. Obviously, what's happening here with Bris Avrohom in your office? It's 5,000 1-pound boxes. Is that what it is? 5,000 separate 1-pound boxes.
3,000.
3,000 separate 1-pound boxes.
In my office now.
Unbelievable.
I want to tell you one thing. My menu of the mitzvah of Pesach is bigger than the menu of the food.
Yeah, that's true. I hear that. You realize that you're holding a tremendous amount of schayra, Rabbi. There are people who could resell that matzah at an exorbitant price. You know that.
but money doesn't mean nothing.
If you wonder if Rabbi Kanelsky's a wealthy man, I'm telling you now, folks, he has 3,000 1-pound boxes of hand shmura matzah in his office. These days, that's quite a bill. What did you say, Rabbi? That's quite a bill.
Quite a bill. But I want to tell you one thing.
Yeah.
Just think to yourself how much you're bringing in, as the Zohar says, that the matzah is micho de behemnusa. It brings emuna, believing God. How much emuna do we need today after everything was going on? Yeah. When you give it to a person to eat shmura matzah, the night of the Seder, he starts to believe in God. He sees God is constantly protecting us. What we see around us is hasta ponim, but the Rebbeinu Shem is constantly does miracles every single day. We just have to open up our eyes. And to giving more matzah to people, that will come the ultimate redemption. We are standing at the footsteps of the redemption. That will be here.
Every single day giving us and making for us so many miracles. And every single day, especially these days, we're reminded about Vihi Sha'amda. We're reminded about the efforts by so many in this world to dismiss Jews and Judaism and God and want to physically and spiritually destroy us. But it is our tradition, our heritage, and our commitment to the one above, as reflected through the entire Seder and holiday of Pesach, that keeps the Jewish people going and going strong. That's the bottom line. That's why this Yontif, Rabbi, this Yontif,
yeah,
in my opinion. Remember, it's the first major Yontif since October 7th, right? We've had Hanukkah and Purim, but this is the first major Yontif in Chodesh HaGeula, in the month of redemption. And I think that this Yontif is going to be a lot more meaningful to a lot of people, of everybody, of every background in our community around the world.
I will leave you with one story that yesterday I was by Jew delivering him matzah in Manhattan.
Yeah.
It's from the former Soviet Union.
Right.
And he says to me, Rabbi, I must share with you. I am running around the park 4 days a week, like 6 miles.
Right.
Sunday I was running in the park, and in front of me, as I was running, went a person with a dog, and he stripped off the signs of the hostages, these pictures of the hostages.
Right.
And I thought to myself, I will go now fight with him and beat him up. And then I said to myself, I'm not going to do it. Instead of starting up with this nonsense, he took off 5 signs, I'm going to hang up 50 signs. But where I'm getting that, he was running around the park, and then by the end, he saw that there is there a gathering of pro-Israel, and they're giving out the pictures of the Hatufim on self-sticking papers.
Right.
Then he took by them a whole bunch, and he went back to that place, and he hanged up 50 signs of different Hatufim. And then he says to himself, as he was going back to the gym, he says to himself, this is just nothing what I did. Where I am by myself? Why am I just doing an action and thinking to fight with them? I have to do something by myself. And I said to him, Vlad, and what have you decided? He said, I decided, Rabbi, I am going to put tefillin every single day, and I'm going to think about the Hatufim. I have to do an action. The only thing I'm going to defeat this enemy and this person who throw away all the signs, I'm going to put tefillin every day. And he said, and today you came to bring me matzahs.
Unbelievable. And what's the os every day, tefillin? What's the os on Pesach? Matzah.
That's right. And see when the Gemara says that this is the protection, that all the nations of the world will see that God's name is on you and they'll be afraid of you. Rabbi Lezer HaGodol says,
yeah.
Because by the way, Bris Avrom sent 60 pairs of tefillin to soldiers to Israel since October 7th.
It's truly the crown of the Jewish people. It really is. As many people get frustrated that we are beholden to the one above. You know, people are frustrated by that we feel the real authority. That's why the communists, right? Ask your parents. That's why they hated Jews, because Jews would say, "You're not in charge. The one above is in charge." And tefillin is the most obvious way to make that declaration, to wear the crown of tefillin on one's head. And it's amazing. The story is just fantastic. And again, as we remind everybody, the story you just told, in this case, ripping down the signs, other people are getting, you know, people are spitting at Jews. People are cursing Jews. Someone sent me a video from a baseball game yesterday where someone's sitting next to a Jew and yelling about Palestine. I mean, it's unbelievable. I'm telling you, your parents would say, my gosh, it feels like we're back home. It feels like we're back in Mother Russia, no?
Worse.
Wow.
It's just unbelievable. And the only way to push away darkness is to throw light. If each one of us will undertake, I am going to sponsor to send to 10 families, 20 families, in memory of the 600 soldiers that perished in this war, in memory of the 1,200 innocent women, adults, children that were killed, massacred, and Simchas Torah. I'm going to put an everlasting candle for their neshama, to that I will give to so many and so many Jews to eat Shmura Matzah. That how we could elevate that souls that passed away. They don't need our elevation because they're Gedoshim. They're the most holiest people in the world. But we want to do something for them. Not that they need us. We need them. We're doing something for them.
Wow. All right, everybody. I could do this all day with Rakanelski, as you know. I'm not even doing my routine about, you know, about Cholomoid activities in Moscow. I'm not even doing that this year. I'm just begging everybody to do chesed, to do for others. And in this case, I tell people and ask people, you know, deliver a bottle of wine to somebody, deliver this, deliver that, make them feel good before Yontif, help them out financially. A lot of great ideas, as we've discussed on the air many times. But here you have an opportunity to have a chelek, to have a portion of 3,000 to 5,000 people getting Pesach packages and being able to enjoy the Yontif with the hand shmura matzah. Just that. And then, of course, the Ukraine, the cities along the border with Gaza, and everything else that Rabbi Kanelsky and I just discussed. So help out in any way you can and continue to do chesed. NachumSiegel.com/chesed. We'll have the link later on this morning. It's brisavrum.org, brisavrum.org. Not difficult to search at all, brisavrum.org. 908-289-0770. 908-289-0770. And if you want to send an old-fashioned check, no criticism, it's Bris Avrum at 910 Salem Avenue in Hillside, New Jersey, and the zip code is 07205, and be as generous as possible. Rabbi Kanelsky,
I would like to say thank you to all the rabbis and to all everybody who helped, especially to my wife, who gives me the ability to run around and deliver the masses. And I want to tell you, to everybody.
Your wife's in charge. She thanks you for helping out. She's the one in charge. But you are surrounded by amazing family, friends, volunteers, and staff. And yes, a lot of rabbis as well help you out in many different capacities, which is pretty amazing. A lot of rabbis have their own congregations and projects to work on, but they're there for you, Baruch Hashem.
Baruch Hashem.
Rabbi, I say Chag Kosher V'Sameach to you.
Amen. Gam Atem. Afrevach on HaKosher and Pesach. And B'Shona Hazeh B'Yerushalayim HaBnuyah.
Amen. L'Shona Hazos is right. B'Yerushalayim HaBnuyah. This year in Jerusalem, folks, this year in a rebuilt Jerusalem, please God, and let's work toward that. More coming up. It's JM in the AM.